AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollens traveled to El Salvador and met with the country's vice president to push for the release of Kilmer Abrego Garcia, sent there by the Trump administration last month despite an immigration court order preventing his deportation.
This is a miscarriage of justice. The Supreme Court has ruled 9-0, that he was illegally taken out of the country and put in a prison in El Salvador. And this is about due process. This is about rule of law.
But Van Hollens says the vice president told him El Salvador could not return Abrego Garcia and declined to allow the senator to visit him in prison. Meantime, a federal judge has found probable cause for holding the Trump administration in contempt of court.
Judge James Boasberg says the administration refused his order to turn around planes carrying deportees to El Salvador last month. He writes the administration could purge its contempt by returning the deportees to U.S. custody. If it does not, he might make a prosecution referral. Boasberg says the Constitution does not tolerate willful disobedience of judicial orders.
We are complying with all court orders.
White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt and others have accused Boasberg of overstepping his authority. The president's called him a troublemaker and agitator.
Radical left lunatic.
And has pushed for Boasberg's impeachment. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The level of tariff increases announced so far,
Fed Chair Jerome Powell at the Economic Club of Chicago,
is significantly larger than anticipated, and the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth.
No state is poised to lose more than the state of California.
Governor Gavin Newsom says California is suing to block Trump's tariffs.
On behalf of 40 million Americans.
This is AP News.
What a desolate place this is.
That's C-3PO offering his impressions of Tatooine to R2-D2. Now Julie Walker reports.
Scientists may have found a Tatooine-like planet outside the solar system orbiting two failed stars or brown dwarfs like in the movie Star Wars.
They exist in sci-fi for decades before we knew that they could even really exist in reality.
University of Birmingham researcher Thomas Bancroft also says the exoplanet's odd orbit sets it apart.
We think this is probably the best evidence we have so far of a planet in this polar configuration.
Space exploration is not an option for now.
It's about 120 light years from here. So this is reasonably nearby as the galaxy goes.
Bancroft says they'll study it from Earth. Meanwhile, may the force be with you. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.